Now, you are going to wonder what can we do for preservation of Quran. This is where our Tabligh Jamaat comes in. And please listen very, very carefully. We are not upset by Tabligh Jamaat. You people are pious people, you know more about Tabligh Jamaat. Our Jamaat laid emphasis on 6 points. Agreed? The very first one is La ilaha illallah, first part of the kalima. When we are going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we speak of La ilaha illallah, the qudrat of Allah, the azmat of Allah, and the list carries on. Why somebody else is addressing us? La ilaha illallah, first part of the kalima. What is he speaking about? The greatness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the azmat of Allah. So which means as a layman, speaking or listening, we are sharing a lesson for the Quran. Public doesn't speak out of this. If we have the privilege and honor to speak, there is the first point from the Quran. So how can we not entertain this program in our life? Either speaking or listening from the Quran. And there, Allah Ta'ala is using us as ordinary laymen to speak about the tawheed of the Quran. The ulama will speak with all his references, me and you. Now we are, right now, we are enjoying the greatness of Allah. I speak by the help of Allah. You listening by the help of Allah. What is the condition of that person who is deaf here? What is the condition of a person like me who is speaking to you? Maybe let's say like a person who is dumb. What is the condition of the man who is made? He can't fathom nothing. He just turned and he said that the Imam came. I don't know, he was saying something. He spoke rubbish. Our mind is taking it. All the qudrat of Allah. We walk to the masjid, qudrat of Allah. We drove to the masjid, qudrat of Allah. We are going to have some good food after the salah, qudrat of Allah. Allah provides it. We are going to digest it with the help of Allah. That good food can become poison in our body if Allah wants it, can give us strength also. So right sitting right here, we are enjoying the qudrat of Allah. Speak about this, gentlemen. Speak to the wife, they will respect you. Speak to the children, they will respect you. Vice versa. The wife will speak to the husband, the respect will be there. Children will speak to the parents. See, in our home, there's no respect left, any authority. Nobody speaks about Allah. The tawheed of Allah and the greatness of Allah. Yes, we bicker, we backbite. Sometimes some people's language is so bad, every half a sentence they are swearing. How can the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend there? Speak about tawheed, the greatness of Allah. Now I'll make it very short. Second part of the first kalima is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, tawheed, fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Quran, kalima, sunnah. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنُهُ فَانْتَهُوا إِذًا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ إِذًا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. These ayat are religion sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are in the path of Allah, listening or speaking. You are speaking about the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If up till now we didn't understand of the dawah given to us, or we never involve ourselves, we are speaking the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Our Quran lays a lot of emphasis on salah, which is the second point of the jama'ah. Waqimus salah. And our jama'ah will say, perform salah with jama'ah. Warka'u ma'ar raki'in. Our jama'ah will say, perform salah with sincerity and devotion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad aflahal mu'minun. Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. All the lessons from the Quran. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims are not doing the work of deen in Lawas. But sometimes, more than we had that idea in our mind, if you don't love that individual for his amal or for his mamalat or for his dealings, that is something. We are not sitting here in the world to control people's action. We are calling towards this 6 points, which are from the Quran Sharif and Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me make it very clear. If anybody maintains that the entire deen is in the 6 points, he's speaking wrong. The entire deen is not in the 6 points, but for laymen like us, who are so busy looking for bread and butter tomorrow. Tuesday morning we're looking for bread and jam, you understand? Bread and butter issues have taken us over. So we give you a basic program for myself and for yourself. We build up on this program, then later inshallah, we go for the higher program. Entire deen is not in this. Our jama'at lays a lot of emphasis on learning. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِ عِلْمًا وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ أَنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِيمٌ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ. Our jama'at lays a lot of emphasis on zikrullah. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ يَكْبَرُ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And in zikr tilawat of Quran, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. My apologies, I haven't got time to translate. Maybe I don't know the translation. Our jama'at lays a lot of emphasis on salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. In the same token, a lot of emphasis on zikrullah, risari subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar. So we're putting it into our mind, it's all from the Quran. In a simple way, the layman's way. Our Jamaat did a lot of emphasis on the rights of people. When you siruna ala alfasim walau kana bihim khasasa, sahaba were old clothes, they gave the better clothes to the poor. They went hungry, they fed the other people. You siruna ala alfasim walau kana bihim khasasa. A lot of emphasis on sincerity. Two things about sincerity. Never say people they are hypocrites. This comes very fast on our tongue. That man is a chore, is a hypocrite. He's crook and he's dishonest. No say the Muslims around the world, they are very, very sincere. But to full of sincerity, to their existing sincerity, dear brother or sister, whoever is listening, learn more sincerity. How's that? Person will love you. Call him munafiq and a crook and a chore. We call him the ummah to get distance. You're going far away from us. Far from the masajid, far from the Muslim community. Mukhlisin al-Huddin. And the last point, to serve in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn these things intensively. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. إذا قال الله تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. إذا قال الله تعالى والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر أمر بالمعروف دعوة إلى الله. So keep this in mind. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. And in relation to the talk here, we are hosting an ijtima in Indonesia. Our sisters make dua. We want our youth to go and work at the ijtimaga. They will be exposed to an environment of ruhaniyat, spirituality, salah, sometimes pep talks, whatever it is. It could be a turning point in the child's life. Please consider that. Allah will reward you, right? Go with mashwara and work there. Please make a lot of dua. And whatever the demands of the ijtima after that, do it. And in relation to all our Juma talks, please look after the interests of our madaris, makatib, our masjid. These madrasas and maktabs, they are running by the fazl of Allah. Send your children to the madrasa, number one. Any financial implications, look after that also. Look at the lovely fan on top there. It costs money for the fan to move. For you to enjoy this mic, it's also money. The financial implication, and if you've got nothing financial, learn to come spend more time in the masjid. Come very early, leave very late. There's a lot of Quran Sharif, tilawat of Quran, kitab of deen, and mashwara for the sake of deen. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.